Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
the oil in it.
Go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Wednesday, October 2nd. 2024. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Ladies, you are welcome because I got the two best looking brothers in the studio.
Oh, she turns it on early. I see this. Oh.
And just so you know,
make me use my deep voice.
You got the mic.
I just got to get Telly in here. We have a voice off.
Man, between you and Telly and y'all's voices. You know what? I'm in the spirit of competition today, Truth Nation. Well, first, let me get the formal introductions going out here. Guest co-host, Marquette University Hall of Famer basketball, Tony Smith. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. How are you, brother?
What it do, DT? What it do?
And then finally.
Thank you.
Brother Dane.
Thank you. Good morning, Milwaukee. You get your morning moves voice for me when I'm up here with DT. Cause she...
You know what? And typically, because actually our listeners, they love it. Because you know I always flirt with you. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything today.
Nothing.
I have
too tired.
Zero. Because I am literally, Truth Nation, I am so dedicated to y'all. I love y'all so much. Ask me how many hours of sleep. Look at Ricky.
How many hours of sleep did you get?
Thank you, Ricky.
Denise?
Thank you. Just
Ricky, you sound like you need some sleep too.
I lost my voice.
He sound better though, because Monday
he was hype. He was at a concert or something.
No, yeah, no.
It was like, concert. No, yeah, no, yeah.
I got real drunk Saturday, and I was doing y'all a lot of yelling. And
oh wow,
yeah.
So you on 3 days?
He got drunk on chocolate, y'all. He got chocolate wasted. It was chocolate milk.
If that's what we calling it.
Club was going up on a Tuesday.
If that's what y'all want to call it.
It was, Ricky, look at my face. It was chocolate milk.
In other words,
you
not
got
supposed
chocolate
to say that.
Wasted.
Yep, I sure did.
You got chocolate wasted.
I sure did.
You're getting me warm in here already. I got to take my shirt.
It was pure chocolate.
Have y'all ever seen a movie?
Wasted.
Have y'all ever seen a movie, House
life.
Party?
Life was so fun.
Have you ever seen House Party?
Of course.
I assume you've seen House
Party. Of course.
There's a scene where a kid is in jail and a fat black man is talking and he's like, well, Richard Pryor said he was locked. That's who Richard
that is. Who I do not sound like that man.
Look at me, Tony. Instigate. Ricky, I know you ain't going out like that.
Tony, said he was locked
that
up.
Is one of your strong qualities.
He told jokes.
You are an instigator.
Instigator, yeah.
So yeah, go ahead. I'll give you the mic. Go ahead and instigate.
I'm a strong instigator. Oh, I thought Ricky was already responding.
We're going to battle. No.
I assume it's going to come later.
Now, see, Tony, this is how you instigate. Now, watch this. Did you hear Dame talk about Ricky's voice live on air? Man, I know Ricky ain't going, what? He was like, dude, you sound like you chewed glass last night. I know Ricky ain't going out like that.
Just remember, I have the mic control.
You're right.
I have the mic control.
I shouldn't have said nothing.
No.
I'm new to these things.
DT.
I don't know.
Oh, damn, I got your mic.
Why isn't Dame's mic working?
I got your mic.
Dame, you're saying something, but the people can't hear you.
I'm new to these.
Cut his camera off? He's not even on the show right now.
Right, he done cut my camera off.
He's been edited out of the show.
On YouTube, it's a black dot on my face right now. Like, I'm
where's
like,
Dame?
Where's Dame? Well, in all seriousness, y'all, we're obviously, so I'm suffering from, in the literal sense of suffering from sleep deprivation. Thank you. Shout out to American Airlines. Once again, you can kick rocks with open toe shoes. And let me just say this.
That's so disrespectful.
This is so exactly.
When you tell somebody kick rock with open toe shoes, mm-hmm. that's like, that's.
You want me to say it again slower?
Say it again.
You want me to say it in Spanish? I can say it in French too.
Say it in all the languages.
American Airlines can kick rocks with open toe shoes because here's the thing. Are you ready for this? That's like going to McDonald's. And I know this has happened in real life. When you order a hamburger and they say, we are out of hamburgers.
Yeah, that's
or you go to Popeyes.
I was about to say, that's
what
Popeyes.
I was going
to
say.
That's Popeyes.
We're out of chicken.
Popeyes.
Like, well, what do
Popeyes
you got?
Out of chicken? Well, come on.
So American Airlines. So look, we get on, you know, everybody's standing, getting ready to board. And that's another thing. American Airlines, if y'all are listening, quit having these people give updates that aren't updates. Hello, passengers. Here's an update. There is no update. Thank you so much. Just go grab some food if you want to.
Here's some more bad news.
Exactly.
The update is you still ain't going nowhere.
Thank you. Were you there? And so then we board the flight 2 hours later. Now, I'm supposed to be in Milwaukee at 11:30 because I'm trying to get to Ernie. Just trying to get to my dog, Ernie. My grand dog, Ernie. Everybody knows I love me some Ernie. Look at Ricky laughing.
I'm trying to get to Ernie.
Trying to get to Ernie. Then, y'all, we board the plane. Good evening. This is your captain. And as soon as he started talking, I was like, here we go. Are you ready for this? Popeyes ain't got no chicken. McDonald's ain't got no burgers. American Airlines plane ain't got no fuel.
I knew you were going to say gas.
Houseway. How?
That's amazing.
No fuel? I thought they were going to say they had to wait in line for to take off.
That happened also.
Oh, boy.
After we got the fuel, which took an hour and a half. Now, I'm flying out of DFW. I was in New Orleans yesterday. And in order to get from New Orleans to Milwaukee, you connect in one of their hubs, which is the Dallas hub. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they're headquartered in Dallas.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hope somebody from American Airlines is listening.
Hey, to get to these companies, you just got to crush them on Twitter.
That's the thing.
I go on Twitter. I get a response immediately in my DM.
Well, I'm executive platinum, so I'll be sending them a love note.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, Twitter.
Sometime today.
Twitter will be instant. You'll get an instant reply.
Matter of fact, I'm actually glad you said that. And then I promise y'all, we're going to get into some hot topics.
They don't want that to go viral.
These are hot topics.
Right. So then, why is it that when everything that can go wrong possibly goes wrong, then you have to interface or engage with one of those stupid flight attendants? See, flight attendants, they'll complain. they'll post videos and complain about, you know, passengers and how we don't, you know, how we get up and bum rush and all these laundry lists of things that, oh my God, the passengers. So I get on I board the flight. I'm already mad. I got my sunglasses on. I got a hoodie on. Matter of fact, what I have on now is what I had on yesterday.
You had your hoodie on? You had that Bears hat on too?
Of course. Bear down.
That might have been a reason they treated you that way. But carry on.
Damn. Not right now, okay, Dan? Look at Ricky. Not right now.
I'm shooting off.
Look into my
shots
eyes.
This boy.
Look into my eyes.
You were in her favor before now.
Man.
You're trending the wrong way, Dame.
Man.
My bad. I'm
Dame
sorry.
Is for everybody. We about to get
him. I'm sorry.
Dame, don't come at me
I
next.
I came with violence
Ricky,
this morning. Call me Kendrick.
When I give you that wink, you know what to do, brother. When I do this.
Mike's is out. Camera's
he
out.
But I took shots at two of y'all. Two of y'all.
You know,
now.
What you don't understand, Dame, is that we got a helicopter on deck that will airlift you about this mug. Like, it'll eject you out the chair.
And she don't mean flight for life either.
Okay.
The other helicopter.
We're going to drop you off in a very remote location. Anywho.
Sorry. My apologies.
So the flight.
By the way. A very white neighborhood.
Didn't we have this conversation pre-show, Tony? You just don't learn, do you? You just don't learn. You like things the hard way. Anywho.
I gotta stop laughing. Okay. Sorry.
So the flight attendant. So this is another thing too, y'all. I'm in business class. Okay. So people that fly business class are usually people that travel like me 95% of the time. We're not on vacation. Tony, you feel me. We're not on vacation. We're not like, oh, I'm going to Miami or I'm going to Mexico City. Look, we are tired.
Yeah.
You got people who are in 33D, 28C, 15A that want to store their luggage in the overhead bins in the business class section.
It's definitely a no for me, dog.
Thank you. So I'm in 2A and the overhead bin is full. So I said, hey, man, because I'm not about to put my carry-on way in the back and I'm in 2A.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said to me? After we are late 2 hours, you had no fuel for the plane. You know what he said to me? Because I boarded during like group 3 or 4 or 5. So I'm going to keep it real, black folks. See, I can't say the word on the air. He effed around and found out because he assumed that when I walked on the plane through group 3 or 4 that I was sitting in the back.
Right.
Because here come this black lady.
You had your hood
with
on.
With a hoodie on. She surely your cannot be business on. Class. Oh, no.
Did you have a thing on your neck?
What thing?
The sleeping thing where you could.
No, I'm not that person.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, no.
I was trying to get a visual.
As a matter of fact, no offense, but I find that very tacky when people have those neck pillows. But that's just me.
I was just trying to get a visual. No offense. I wasn't trying to offend.
Why are you getting on the plane with a neck pillow? Can't you just like put it up somewhere and then put it on? Like, you look ridiculous. I'm on one this morning. So really quick, he goes, well, if there's no space, then there's no space.
Just that response. He didn't have to respond like that.
So, Tony, I was like, I mean, literally, smoke started coming out of my ears. My eyes started turning green. And this is the point where, and we're going to talk about this because this has a lot to do with the presidential election. Certain white people, I got to say this. I'm not saying all. You know, we got to put that disclaimer. But certain white people know they can get away with when it comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? They poke us on purpose. And he was poking because what he wanted to do, he wanted to get a reaction out of me because he's like, okay, you know, she's probably sitting in 22D and she's black. She's a woman. She's angry. I can say whatever I want to say. And if she says something, all I got to do is call either the fire or the plane marshal or the police. We saw it just happen with Terrell Davis.
Right.
Yep.
So I just took my seat. Y'all should have saw the look on his face when he saw where I sat. Because now he's like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. And then what flight attendants do, and Tony, you know this, they'll look at the manifest and see not only who you are, but what your status is. So hey, I got my shades on, right? I'm looking at him. He can't tell that I'm looking at him because I got my shades on. So he pulls out the manifest. See, that's the thing. When people fly for a living, like, I know all the rules. Mm-hmm. So he pulls the manifest and he sees, oh, snap, she's executive platinum, which is the highest status that you can have with American Airlines. And she's in business class. So what do you think he said at that point, Tony?
That means she spends a lot of money.
Can you say it for the folks that sit in 33D? What do you think?
Coming with tail between the legs, like, oh, we're gonna make some space for you.
Well, he was like, "Hi, can I get you something to drink?" I said, and this is exactly what I said. And based on what we just talked about this morning, Dame, you know, I said it. I said, for the next 15 minutes, I don't want you to say anything to me. I don't want you to say a word to me. When I need something from you, I will press this button. And that will summon you to me, but you don't get to talk to me right now.
That's gangster.
And he walked away. Because at that point, he knows if American Airlines has to make a decision, if I escalate it, yeah.
That's gangster.
Men and women talk, but money speaks a whole lot louder.
Yeah.
I'm on one this morning, y'all. All right, happy Wednesday. I know that the vice presidential debate was last night. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Based on what happened last night, I caught maybe like 10 minutes of it. But what really took me to the next level was John Amos.
Yeah. I'm more concerned about John.
I'm more concerned about that. John Amos, we lost a legend, y'all. We come back. We've got all... I'm going to do Tory Lowe's thing. We got all the smoke. That's how tired I am, y'all. I gotta recycle what Tory says on his show.
Powerful.
Powerful! 833-212-1017. I know a lot of people right now are like, man, Denise, look, I don't apologize. I just keep it real. That's why I wear it. This is the truth.
We applaud that.
Thank you, Dame. And I still want to know, Truth Nation, who do y'all think has the better voice, Dame or Telly? Let's just get a little competition going. ladies, who do you think?
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ooh.
Telly's got to call in and defend himself.
I think they both have unique voices, which are both at, you know what, we'll be back.
It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, are you ready to dive into the issues that matter most? Join us live for our first ever Truth Summit on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the 3rd Street Market Hall. This exclusive in-person roundtable event will discuss the pulse of Black Milwaukee, from managing your money in tough times to navigating the education system and understanding the political decisions that impact us all. We've got it covered. Dr. Ken Harris will be joined by expert guests in the finance, education, and political field, and they will have a lively debate and share insights that you can't afford to miss. Reserve your spot for the Truth Summit by visiting 1017thetruth.com. That is 1017thetruth.com, and you can stream and watch Dame, Tony, and I live right now at either 1017.com, thetruth.com, or you can go to YouTube. We're live on YouTube. Presidential, vice presidential debate.
Did you really watch any of it, though?
I watched maybe like 10 minutes. And here's the thing. The 10 minutes that I did watch, I thought both of them were doing what a good debate looks and feels like. They were actually debating.
Yeah.
Whether you agree or not, they were debating.
I didn't watch any. I read a bunch of it this morning and last night, and they said Vance was at least more... He wasn't as unhinged as Trump was.
No.
On his debate.
But that's not his character, though.
Yeah.
That's just not him.
Yeah, which no one's going to be that unhinged.
Yeah, that's hard to match, right?
Right.
That was actually refreshing to see Governor Waltz. And is J.D. Vance, is he a senator? He's a senator,
yeah, he's
right?
A senator.
Yeah, so. Senator Waltz and Governor, excuse me, Senator Vance and Governor Waltz. Mm-hmm. It was refreshing to see two adults act like two adults.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the moderators were trying to get J.D. Vance to kind of go against Trump with the questioning. I mean, it was definitely a valid question, but I was like, that man's not going to say anything. Are you crazy? Like, what's he going to say bad about Trump?
You know, I was discussing the other day, it was like, I wonder if politics, let's just say the Harris-Waltz ticket wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is politics going to start moving away from that divisive, like, call it name calling? Now, that's because, you know, you look at all the ads right there. It's always, oh, this person did this. They are this. They're this. You're always talking trash about the other
candidate.
The negative
side of
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all. I wonder if politics are going to start to move away from that and go back to more like Denise was saying. This debate was okay. It was looked like a clean debate, right? They're talking about the issues. They're not attacking each other personally. Mm-hmm. It's not about their personal life or stuff like that. I wonder if that will happen, or is this state of politics? That's the way it's going to be now. There's going to be personal attacks from now on.
The only way it goes away from that is if the American people decide they've had enough. If that still works, where the negative still is, becomes a positive and works, that's the only way. Is we have to decide we've had enough and we don't want to, we're not going to vote for anybody that's doing what Trump does.
Right, and that's what I said. How does that decision look? You're talking about vote. That's why I said if the Harris, now I know if Trump wins, that says America didn't want to change it. Right?
Yeah.
So you bring up a good point, both of you. How do we communicate that? If Americans make the decision that we are no longer going to tolerate this, what has become very divisive campaigning, and it's on both sides. Let me be clear.
It's on both sides, 100%.
Democrats and Republicans have both been very, to your point, Tony, and I'll just use the word that comes to my mind. This is what happens when you don't have sleep. You're really straightforward. It's to me, it's just a lack of maturity when you are an elected official and you're standing in front of the American people and you're calling people's names. I mean, like Joe Biden, President Biden, he did it.
Sophomoric, as they say.
He referred to former President Donald Trump when they debated the first time back in 2020. Or I guess that would have been 2019. No, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he called him the donkey word. The bad word for donkey.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, they were talking about their golf games. Like, no one cares.
Yeah. And so how do we communicate that, Dame, from your lens? Like, hey, no more. We're not accepting. When it's time for you to get on that stage and debate and speak to the American people about what really matters for this country versus, you know, because if you look at historical presidential and vice presidential debates, You could go, what was it, Walter Mondale and...
Reagan.
Thank you. There were times where you could hear both candidates say, well, you know, I agree with Mr. Reagan, however... See,
that was more cordial.
That's
politics
healthy.
In general is right. More cordial. Politics, I've been in politics a long time, and politics has changed so much over the last couple of decades, where before it was everything was you had to respect your opponent. There wasn't the when Trump came about and it was all about disrespect of your opponent. How can I disrespect you to the point, belittle you to the point, like when he was giving all of his other opponents little nicknames when in the Republican primary, everybody had a little nickname.
Crooked Hillary.
Like he would call him. Right.
Exactly.
And so he's branded you. He's using this branding marketing and he's branded you with this negative term. It wasn't about that. It was about before it was, and this goes, I think the last one I think that was really like that was the guy from Arizona that passed away, McCain, when the lady, I remember he was doing a town hall and the lady started talking about Obama and him and the birther issue and all that. And he's like, no, he took the mic from her. No, we're not going to do that. He's a good man and we're not going to disrespect him like that. We're not going to do that. Right. They don't do that no more.
Right.
And that's what it has to go back to. And in order for it to go back to that, we as the public have to show that we that's not working with us. As long as polls show Trump is only behind by a point or he's ahead by a point or whatever, then that's going to then every politician under him is going to be like, oh, that's a lane I can use to get traction. As long as we allow it traction in the voting polls, then it's going to happen. Okay. And on TV, he's on TV all the time.
Yeah.
People are showing him on TV doing that little stuff, and it gets him that popularity. Then other politicians, they all follow suit. It's monkey see, monkey do. So I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the problem I see with it getting changed is that people are so partisan right now. Like,
yeah,
you're either I'm hardcore Republican and I'm voting. It's like you can't tell me people like Trump. Mm. Like just the way he acts. Well. I like my party. I'm going to vote for my party. He's the head of it. I might not like him, but I'm still going to vote for my party. I mean, that's what I think.
You don't
there's
think
a
there's
lot
people
of people
that adore like a.
Oh no, I'm saying there are people that like him, but I'm saying
love
there's
him.
Probably right. There's yeah. probably people that don't.
January
like him.
January 6th, but, there was a thousand people yeah. that would die for President Donald Trump.
There is that yeah. second, but I'm saying there's probably a lot of Republicans who don't like him just because of the way he acts. Like you said, they want a more respectful candidate.
Yeah,
and they want politics to go back, but he is the leader of the party, so they got to go, and they're going to vote that way.
Yeah,
right. So that's where the problem comes in. I don't think people are going to abandon their party to try to prove that point, like, okay, we're not putting up with that. Maybe before the candidate gets nominated as the person to lead the party,
because
they're all talking about each other, too, before one of them gets elected, right? So I think he's got to start there, because when you get to the big election, they're not going against. There's a big portion of people that aren't going against their party.
Yeah, the parties have become too powerful, and it creates the herd. The herd mentality. I'm a big proponent of a three-party system, so that's just me. But
elaborate, please.
I think we need to have other options because the Democrats and the Republicans, in my opinion, are offense and defense playing for the same team. There was my man Cuomo was he was the guy that used to be on the air, but I don't know where he lost his job, and now I don't know where he is now. But he was at one, and he was at the Democratic convention. Or it was at the, it must have been a Republican, I don't know. But he just pointed at the seats, and he was like, look at those seats. Those are all millionaires, and they're looking down on you while you think you're making decisions. Those are the ones that are funding the party. Those are the ones that are keeping the lights on. Who do you think they're listening to? And that was real deep, and we have to understand it. Unless we have something that is of the people and for the people, like this country was built, then it's going to always be what we see. And I think a third party maybe changes that a little bit, whether it be the Green Party, whether it be the Socialist Party, whatever it is, I think we have to allow for people to have different options, because as long as it's just Republican and Democrat, we're going to keep seeing and keep getting what we're getting.
And I like getting away from parties altogether, because I'm like, you see a third party, okay, you're still kind of like, you're creating cliques. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all ever heard of the ranked choice voting. I'm like, get away from the parties. Just run on your own platform, and as an individual, like, why do I need to be in a party?
That's Milwaukee politics in a nutshell. We don't have parties here. We have in straight city politics is when you go look and vote for alderman or you vote for something like that. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's just this is the person. That's how it should be. I agree. But that's socialism. Watch yourself.
Can I? can I just? This was my overall observation and kind of where my mind was going when I was watching the debate. And again, I think both Vance and Waltz, in terms of the delivery format, did a great job. In terms of delivery format. Now, in terms of some of the questions, you know, especially regarding the pet eating claims out in Springfield against the Haitian immigrants.
They asked him that?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what he said. I didn't watch it.
He said that the 12 to 15,000 Haitian migrants in Springfield are in the United States legally.
Oh, he actually said that.
No, that's what he, I'm sorry, he didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Let me say what he did say. He says, you've got schools that are overwhelmed. You've got hospitals that are overwhelmed. You've got housing that is totally unaffordable. The people I care about most are in Springfield are the American citizens. So he kind of like didn't answer the question. But he answered it, but he didn't answer it.
Now, that's typical politician, not answering.
So here's what was going in my mind. And by no means is this the standard thought process that should be taking place when you're watching a vice presidential debate. But for me, Tony and Dame, I'm looking at both and I'm like, worst case, if something were to happen to the president, whoever wins the election, do any of these gentlemen come off presidential to me? Like, could actually step in and run this country? And my initial reaction was, especially with J.D. Vance, absolutely not.
No.
I cannot see him being the president of the United States. Mm-mm. I can't see him being able to, you know, take the baton, you know, God forbid something happened to former President Donald Trump and run this country. Because here's at the end of the day, and as far as Governor Waltz, I think he makes a great vice president. I think he's that person where if Madam Vice President, if she wins the election and becomes the 47th president, she's having a bad day. Mm. Governor Waltz is going to be like, Kamala, let's go. We can do this. This is our country. He's like a good.
He's a hype man.
He's a hype person.
He's a coach. They call him Coach Waltz, don't they?
And that's what he demonstrates. And I'm not saying that those skills aren't effective in leadership. But we're talking about being the president of the United States. And by the way, you know, the things that are going on, because they're, and I appreciate the strategy of displaying Madam Vice President as a president, you know, with the things that are going on between Iran and Israel right now and the missile strikes. And, you know, she's being shown in North Carolina working with FEMA to help the victims of Hurricane Hill. Like, she's looking very presidential right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, optics and image are everything. And so if I see Madam Vice President in a way to where she looks presidential, that further, you know, amplifies my confidence in her. I'm not seeing that. I didn't see that last night between the vice presidential candidates. I was like, definitely. And here's the thing. I'm not trying to be funny. I can't get over the fact that J.D. Vance looks like he has that permanent mascara on his. I'm not even kidding. Like, I was like, I can't get over that. Is that real? There are surgeons that can make it so that you have permanent mascara.
Right.
And I'm like, I can't get over that.
I can't get over the fact that JD done changed his name 3 times. So
what do you mean?
That's not his real name, JD Vance. That's not his. He's born a different name.
Well, I mean, I don't care about that.
What? That you don't care about somebody that's changed their name? I'm from a different side, and I feel as if you changing your name, what you hiding?
Oh, okay.
Why are you changing your name 3 times?
That's valid. I just don't. It doesn't impact me in terms of him changing his name.
It speaks to his character. What? My name is Damian Elzy. What's your mama name? You Tony?
That's Charles not, Smith.
Charles Smith.
And he goes by what?
I go by my middle name.
Your middle name is Tony, right? Yeah. He still goes. That's his name.
I'm just saying it doesn't bother me. When we come back, we are going to hear from you.
You something else, then.
You can call me whatever you want to, Dan.
Wow.
Now, whether I respond, that's the whole different.
Or how I respond.
Exactly. 833-212. And I'm tired. Like, I literally, y'all have 0 hours of sleep. 833-212-1017. But you deserve the best. So Tony, Dame, and I, as well as our beloved DJ Ricky, are going to give you the best. Because this is the best morning show. Stay locked in.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, this one hurt different. I mean, we've lost so many living, or I shouldn't say living, we've lost so many legends in the past, what, month?
Yeah. In the last week, Dikembe and...
Dikembe?
Tito Jackson?
Tito was a couple weeks ago, right? Yeah, you're right. I forgot about Tito.
And there was somebody else that we lost.
James Earl Jones.
Thank you. James Earl Jones.
Rich Homie Quan.
Wow. Rich Homie Quan. And they just, the autopsy. Jones,
he got you and Telly on The Voice, though.
Who?
James Earl Jones.
Oh, absolutely.
Darth
Vader wins.
And, you know, speaking of Rich Homie Quan, they just released the autopsy results, and it was an accidental overdose.
Too many downers.
Too many.
Damn.
He had weed, codeine, promethazine, and something else. It's like, bro, you
slow down. Dang, Ricky. How you doing? Who's bars right now?
I reads.
Okay.
But yeah, he had so many downers. I'm not surprised. His heartbeat slowed down, skipped the beat, made a regular beat, and just gave up.
Wow.
That's what downers do.
I have no clue.
That's a lot of down the move, but that's a lot of drugs in somebody's system, man.
Just
and fentanyl.
Say no.
Yeah, fentanyl.
I was gonna say it.
Just say no.
It had to be some fentanyl in there too, because that's the catalyst to cause all of that stuff to happen. But anyway.
Well,
rest in peace, homie.
You know, I'm just getting a little sick and tired of seeing brothers dying at a young age. Now, with that being said, John Amos, who played the very stern, direct patriarch on Good Times, which was America's first, and this is a big deal too, because before The Cosby Show, mm-hmm. Good Times was the first televised sitcom that featured a two-parent black family.
Mm.
So this is the first time that America had, you know, and shout out to, oh man, this is why you need sleep. Esther, what was her last name? The mother of Good Times. Who played the mother?
Oh.
Esther Roll, who played Florida Evans. She was very adamant. When they asked her to be on the show, she was like, because if are you ready for this? It was supposed to just be Florida Evans, Michael, JJ, and Thelma.
So a single mother.
Single mother. And Esther Rowe was like, no. You know, if we're okay, we're going to be in Chicago Projects, Cabrini Green. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to deal with the issues at hand that affect black America, but what we're not going to do is have a televised sitcom showing another, because at the time the show Claudine was very popular with Diane Carroll, and she was it was a movie too with James Earl Jones. John Amos came in and played James Evans Sr. because of Esther Rolls' demands of highlighting and showcasing a two-parent black family. John Amos passed away in Los Angeles at the age of 84 years old yesterday. Oh, I apologize.
Damn.
If you laugh, John Amos, his publicist. Oh my God, Dame is over. Goodness. Oh my goodness.
I'm laughing at damn James. If you've ever seen and you've seen the episode, come on, man.
Can I get through the obituary, please?
Okay. I chose come violence on, Dame. This morning. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Just turn your mic off, Dame.
Damn, DT. I'm sorry.
His publicist, Belinda. I'm just gonna look at you, Tony. Belinda Foster confirmed that the death took place on Tuesday, which, yeah, was yesterday. And this is hard. This is a hard loss. I mean, because selfishly, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Let me back up, Truth Nation. I thought I read this right. His publicist stated that he actually died on August 21st.
What?
Yeah.
Listen.
Hold on a second.
It was announced. Excuse me. It was announced yesterday that he was dead. He actually died on August 21st, and it has not been specified whether the what caused it or why the announcement of his death was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
But John Amos has been dead for almost 8 weeks now. He died on August 21st, according to his publicist, Belinda Foster.
What is that?
That is why I had the feeling that I could have sworn he was dead already. Pause. I'm just saying, I could have sworn he was dead already. And I had saw something on the internet that said he passed and it floated away or something. I don't know. My sister told me yesterday that he died. And I was like, damn, I thought he was dead already. No, I don't mean any offense by that.
Oh, no,
thought he had left us already.
I think there's a technicality on that. So what I mean by that is he probably was brain dead, and they probably just not pulling a plug type of ordeal.
Okay, there you go.
That's probably what it could have been.
Well, let me specify, because this is the truth.
There you go.
That is not a fact. It's a speculation. So I want to clarify what Ricky just said is a speculation. So it has not been specified in terms of how he died or why the announcement of his death was delayed. I want to be clear. And this is according to John Amos's publicist, Belinda Foster. She confirmed yesterday that John Amos died on August 21st, and today is October 2nd. And again, there has been no official announcement on what the cause of death was or why the announcement of his death was delayed.
Mm.
I will say this, though. What Ricky just shared, that is a strong possibility. When Queen Elizabeth was announced as dead, she had been dead, from my understanding, for 2 weeks. And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
She's the Queen of England. She's the Queen, she overrules the Church of England. I don't know why. But Ricky brings up a good point in terms of the possibilities. But yes, John Amos has been deceased since August 21st. Now, getting into his contributions, which, I mean, as long as I've been living, I knew James Evans Sr. Now, he actually started back in 1970 on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, where he played the weatherman named Gordy.
Yep.
And after 3 seasons, he then left that show, which was also on CBS, to be James Evans Sr. on Good Times.
Did you know that Good Times was a spinoff from Maude?
I did.
Maude is one of the funniest shows.
And Esther Rolle was the housekeeper, right? Yeah. On Maude?
It's one of the funniest shows.
That's
I used to like those old 70s shows, like Mary Tyler Moore, Maude, all that stuff, you know? I loved all that.
We got 2 callers. We've got to take a break. When we come back, callers, please hold. We're going to come right to you when we come back from break. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we got guest co-hosts Tony Smith and Dame. Brother Dame, one of the best voices that I know of on planet Earth. Look at Ricky. Oh, it's going down, y'all. We'll be back.
Hey, look, this is a rape charge. Now, unless you want to go down as number one suspect, you better pull your nose out of this business.
Come on, girl.
Come on, Fim, I just asked you a dog. Don't be running up on me like that. What the hell's wrong with you? I'll blow your ass all the way back to Chicago.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we are almost at our second hour. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. It is Wednesday. We got guest co-host, and Dee Dee said on the YouTube message board, I love me some Damian Elzy.
Ooh. Hey, Dee Dee.
All right, Dee Dee.
Man, stop it.
We got
wow.
There.
Ricky know I'm front.
About some hay.
We got Tony Smith in the building too. Black Conscious. And Brian, I'm coming to you right now. I just have to let Truth Nation know that we are the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football. We have a great matchup for you this Friday night as the Marquette High Hilltoppers look to extend their winning streak to 6 games in a row as they host conference rival the Brookfield Central Lancers. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. And Truth Nation, our girl Melanie Ricks is back. Tune in to another episode of Nothing But The Truth with Melanie Ricks' new digital show on YouTube tonight at 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, Melanie will break down the latest in entertainment, sports, pop culture, and all things Milwaukee. So set your clock so you do not miss Nothing But The Truth digital show tonight at 6 p.m. Streaming only on YouTube. Black Conscious, thank you so much for your patience. You are live with Dame Tony, DJ Ricky. What is your question or comment?
Grand Rising Queen. What's up, my brothers?
What's up, brother?
DT.
Yes,
you
sir.
You want to stay up all night, huh?
I know, right?
Go back to your 20s.
That's funny, juvenile.
With that being said, one thing they ain't saying about the Haitians is how they have awakened a dead city that was pretty much going in bankruptcy, because that's what we do. We go and vitalize an area that we are living in all the way up to the churches. And there's news reports that saying, hey, leave them alone. We ain't never had nobody in the church like we have now, because the Haitians is very religious. So, I mean, they're bringing life to a city that was pretty much dead or dying. That much they won't speak of. And that's a lot for a lot of the immigrants that goes around. They contribute.
I was just about to say, is this country not based on...
It's all immigrants.
It's all immigrants. There's like the country is literally started, has always been a country of immigrants, except black people.
And the
because
second thing I want to say is...
Hold on, Black Conscious. Let me just make this point really quick. Except black folks, because we were not immigrants. We were slaves. But yes, go ahead, brother.
The other thing I want to say, this is not a normal race that we're having here. It never has been, to what Damien said earlier. The days of Reagan, and it really kind of ended with Obama, of the respect and the morale and stuff like that. So...
Yeah, I agree.
Don't be surprised at the trash and mud that you see. That's the way they're doing it. They have kicked off the doors of morale and let all this dysfunction in, and now they're claiming that this is life. Peace, y'all. Live Milwaukee.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Brian, and just so you know, Black Conscious was referring to the vice presidential debate that took place last night between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. And obviously the comments that were made during the presidential debate, as well as J.D. Vance, about Haitian immigrants and coming to Ohio and eating cats and dogs. So, anywho, Brian, thank you so much for your patience as well. You were live with Dame Tony, DT, and Ricky. What is your question or comment?
I'm not going to mention all y'all names, but good morning, folks. Let's put it that way.
Shout out to
all black conservative fathers who exemplified John Amos. If we had more black fathers in this society to this day, we wouldn't have the trash behavior that we have now from our young folks. One other comment I just wanted to say about Trump, and I'm going to leave it at that. A hit dog on Holla. From the time he was going down that elevator was the time the Democrats were hitting at him. They've been hitting at that guy ever since he decided to run for president and became president. So you can't fault a man for hollering back. So when you say a hit dog on holler, well, that hit dog holler back. So he wasn't one. He didn't start it. He just, going to finish it. That's about it. We can't deny that when he was in office, we had much better times. Much better.
What were these better times?
And as far as economics and as far as no wars, this place is blowing the you-know-what up right now under Democratic leadership, period. So
I don't know. I was broke.
If you're going to go by just examples of facts, Alex Jones was the person that came up with the birther issue with Obama 2 to 3 years before Donald Trump even picked up on it. And Alex Jones researched this government thoroughly. So a lot of the stuff that Trump hears and talks about is not based in his assumptions. It's based in people that do research and people that study the government. So the birther issue came from Alex Jones, but we know what you know what the Democrats did to him. They fined him $400 million.
Brian, you Sandy should Hook. You should see Dame's face right now as you're speaking. Do you want to say anything, Dame? Because your face is saying a whole lot right now.
So you apparently want to make America great again. We've established that. So you think that
I don't want to make America great again. I don't want to make America great again.
Let me finish,
that's,
brother.
Let me finish.
That was just the preface to what I'm getting at. You think that you think that the birther issue was a legitimate issue. You think that I'm just you know, wrapping up your comments right here so then I can jump in on you. You think that the birther issue was an actual thing. You think that black people were better off with Trump as president than they are
John Amy.
Than they are now. Is that what you think? Because you said
better off with people like John Amos.
No, but you said economically we were better. I'm talking about the Trump stuff. You said economically we were better as Trump as president. So I'm talking as a black man.
Absolutely.
As a black man, we were better with Trump as president. That's what you think?
For them 4 years. Well, put it this way. For them 3.5 years, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, before the fake pandemic, yeah.
All right, so gentlemen, we got
to
go to break.
Before the pandemic, we were much better.
We got to go to break.
We got to go to break. But Brian, as always, thank you for your call. Thank you for sharing your perspective. Our Truth Talk and text line is blowing up. Callers, we're going to get to you as soon as we come back from break. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. We obviously need to stay on this topic, as our producer said, because, again, the smoke is coming. Dame, Tony, y'all ready? We're going to take this break. We come back. I see you, Al. I see you, Gary. And I see you, Ron. We're going to come straight to you. Stay locked in, y'all, because I feel like it's about to get hot up in her.
Get your popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn and your Kool-Aid and your tea and your coffee. We'll be back.